over the weekend had a chance on Let's Get Legal to meet and chat with a new lawyer to the program, and it was well-timed because Karen Gertner deals with property tax assessment appeals. And, of course, in the news, Lisa's been covering it, everyone's been covering it here, David Hochberg's been yelling about it, about all things property taxes, the late bills, they're way higher than people thought in Cook County. Karen, I'm glad you're joining us here on such an important topic. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for having me again. I've been yelling about it so much, I still don't have a voice, so please bear with me.
Yeah, Karen lost her voice a little bit before Saturday, but she powered through. You sounded great. You're from Gertner Law. Really quickly, just remind everyone, if that name sounds familiar to people, it's because your dad ran it for a long time, right?
Absolutely. Michael Gertner started the practice back in 1978. And raised me up through the entire field, and I had no other choice but to follow in his footsteps and take over 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago, and you've been doing it since. Yeah. Now, you deal with property taxes on residential properties specifically and exclusively in Cook County, right?
So I only handle, in terms of Cook County, and residential single-family homes, I only cover Cook County.
Okay.
As for commercial, industrial, large-scale apartment buildings throughout Illinois.
Okay. And remind us again, for those that may be a little confused, Cook County is different than other counties. They assess different areas of the county once every 3 years, so that every 3 years everyone has been reassessed, but they're not assessed every single year. Did that make any sense? Explain that better than I just did.
Sure. So the county is broken up into three sections. We have the south suburbs, we have all of Chicago, and then the north suburbs. Chicago was reassessed in 2024. Right now, 2025, we are dealing with all of the north suburbs. So we receive assessment notices every single year. However, technically, we are reassessed every 3 years, depending on what section of the county you are located.
I imagine a lot of people get their property bill, and when they look at the actual dollars, they go, well, this isn't right. I want to appeal it. Generally speaking, I know there's some exclusions, but generally speaking, when you get the bill, that's too late to appeal that one, right?
That is correct. Often it is too late to do anything about your second installment tax bill because we pay them 1 year in arrears. So the 2024 bill that everyone is just in shock by. Unfortunately, for the majority of people, there's nothing we can do to go back just because you missed a deadline. However, I'm here today to say to you, because of what's happened, the county has reopened deadlines for 2025. This gives you a chance to do yourself a favor for when you see your tax bill in 2026. To do something now for your 2025 tax bill.
Okay, so the bill that we just got, since it's so late, this is really messing with people's timelines. They had already gotten a letter assessed at that value, but and that would be the time to have appealed the assessment. But do people just not get that that's the time to do it because it doesn't ultimately put it in real dollars? Because an assessment is kind of wacky when it comes in the mail.
Right, so you receive an assessment, they tell you your estimated market value, okay, fine, great. What does that mean in tax dollars? You don't know. You don't know until your second installment tax bill comes out, typically late summer, early fall, this time November 15th. And it doesn't give you any idea of how do I account for this in my budget for the year? And there are no limitations on the increase that you receive on your assessment to place you or give you a concept of where you will be in terms of financial dollars the next year. So it's very confusing. It's a system that they can't give you exact figures because they haven't come up with their equalization factor and tax rate for the tax year.
So, but that assessment letter, as confusing as it is, that opens up a window in time for you to appeal it. You can do it on your own, or you can hire an attorney. They can hire someone like you to help them with that process. So the bill that everyone just got, I know they're probably beating a dead horse here, but the bill that people got, that can't change. But since there was such a hubbub about it, how late it was and how much it is, they said, well, look, let's reopen assessments for a list of townships that includes Chicago, a long list of townships. This will not lower the bill you're about to pay next Monday. It's got to be due by next Monday. But what this would do is potentially, if you win your appeal, reduce the second payment next year. Do I have that right?
That is correct. I'm turning you into a real estate tax attorney expert.
And you only have till Friday to do this, though.
A majority of the townships had already gone through their appeal cycle window. Cook County sets these dates. There are two levels of appeal. They've already given a majority of these townships two levels to file an appeal, but they have gone back and set the short window. We have until Friday, December 12th, to file an appeal. Whether you do it yourself, whether you hire a law firm, do something for yourself and save yourself money next year this time.
Okay. I'm going to give out your number a couple times. Then we're going to take a break. Please. And then I have more questions on this and the listeners do too. But if people want to reach you, 312-782-9222. I got that right.
That is correct. My name is Karen with a C, C-A-R-E-N, Gertner.
Karen.
G-E-R-T-N-E-R.
Yep, Karen Gertner at 312-782-9222. I'm going to talk with you in a bit about what happens when they make that phone call. Karen Gertner, that's Karen with a C, joining us. She was on Let's Get Legal this weekend. I knew I had to bring her here because she had a lot of information about appealing those taxes, the property taxes, which we all, well, at least here in Cook County, and you got your bill. It was late, and it was a lot higher than people thought. There may be not much you can do about this bill, but now, just for a couple more days, you can appeal for the bill that you're going to get, not a year from now, but maybe 7 or 8 months from now. I mean, really, who knows, Karen, to be perfectly honest, when we'll get those. I don't have much confidence that they're all going to go out in time. We got a couple text questions. You ready for them, Karen?
I will do my best, yes.
Someone wanted to know, just broadly speaking, I think this is a great one to start with. 773, how do you know if you should appeal? Boy, that's a good question.
Sure. So I guess when you would call my office, we would like your PIN number so we can take a look at what your assessment is. And we have software that pulls information using other comparable properties of similar size, condition, location, suggesting whether or not there's room for savings. Also, if you recently purchased your home and your purchase price is below your assessed value, that is a strong argument for a reduction.
I guess my question is, this might be a dumb one. Is there anyone in Cook County who shouldn't call you just to look? Like, if we're not going to do all the legwork ourselves and the time that it requires to do the research, I know we're going to be paying you only if you win or win a reduction in the case. I mean, is there a reason not to call 312-782-9222, no matter whether you have a deadline coming up or not? I mean, I know...
Of course, I would say no.
Right.
There's no reason not to call me. No, of course, we take a look at your property. We do everything for free, essentially. You only pay us if we are successful in reducing your taxes or obtaining a refund. You, no filing fees, no cost if I do not get your reduction. The only time I would tell someone, and it's rare, if you are so under-assessed that I would not want to draw attention to your property. There's a few lucky people out there. They have the golden ticket. We stay away from that.
Yeah, you don't want
that
the golden ticket. I mean, you want the golden ticket. You don't want to get rid of it, though.
You want it, but we're not going to talk about it. You still want someone to take a look. And you are not a client of mine until I send you paperwork, you fill out the paperwork, and return it. Generally, this is a long process. There are two levels of appeal. It can take 8 to 10 months before you really hear from me. Sometimes I have clients that forget that they've signed up. Once you've submitted documents to my office, we take care of everything. We're tracking deadlines. We're making sure your appeal is assembled correctly with the best evidence possible to support a reduction.
Yeah, the 708 says, question for Karen. My taxes went up by $2,000. My house is worth at least $70,000 more than what the tax bill thinks it is. Is it worth appealing? I guess that'd be a case where you say, no, don't.
Well, there may still be comparable assessed properties that are suggesting a reduction for that property. Yes, you could technically on an open market sell it for that maybe, but that doesn't mean that other people aren't assessed even lower and support a reduction for your property.
So at least call and you guys can take a look. So you could just call and say, take a look. Okay, that's interesting.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. 773, I'm in a three flat, or I'm a three flat owner. I never made improvements, yet I'm assessed as much as the landlords who rehab their three flats. Do people get dinged for other people renovating their three flats nearby, driving their value up, but you're just living in the same place that you haven't renovated? Could that be a reason why your assessment went up too much?
It could be a reason because the market, the open market is buying, people are buying and selling properties like yours for a value that the assessor is considering your property's worth. Yes, they're nicer. That's kind of where I come in. We want to highlight the differences between your property and others in your area because you haven't done any improvements over the years.
If you're just joining us, a bunch of townships, including Chicago, reopened the assessment process on the bill that you're going to get for the second tax bill next year, and it's only till Friday. How much, Karen, I mean, do they need to call you today? I mean, I know we want some urgency here.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have to file an entire case, or do you just have to put notice in with the county that you're going to appeal for
sure.
these people?
So I have to put notice in by Friday. However, they do give us about 10 more days after that to submit evidence. But I am a type A personality, so I want to, cross my T's, dot my I's, and make sure everything's in place so that nothing I have done has created an error that ruins your case. So I'm only as good sometimes as the information that my clients give me. So I have to chase a few of them to get everything I need. So the earlier, the better.
Yeah. 312-782-9222. That's Karen with a C, Gertner. And you said something I appreciated the other day on Let's Get Legal. Like, hey, hire me, hire another lawyer, or do it yourself. I mean, this is something you can do if you have the time, the energy, and you want to do this yourself. That's fine. Sometimes a lawyer will help you out a little bit more. You're going to get paid for it if you win, of course. But I do appreciate that you say, at the end of the day, do something. Fight this.
Again, at the end of the day, do something. There are some rules at the second level of appeal. If your property is owned by a corporation, you cannot do it yourself, unfortunately. You do have to hire an attorney. So I failed to include that. However, do something. The county is supposedly set up to support you. You may do pretty well yourself. We may likely do better, but you'll never know unless you try. Again, you have to be proactive, not reactive to your property tax assessment.
Let's see if we can get this call in from Ron. Ron, you have a question for Karen?
Yes. Hi, Karen. Hi, John.
Hi,
you
Ron.
Do a great job.
Thank you.
I have a side yard that's adjoined to my primary residence, and there's no comparables, but I don't use any schooling or anything like that. I don't have a tent people on my yard going to school. How do I compare that and get it reduced?
Interesting. So he's got extra property. Karen, how does that affect comparables?
I kind of, when we're filing an appeal based on an assessment comparable reduction, we would lump your vacant parcel as an attached adjacent property to your property with improvements. We would also, one thing I could also do is request some free preliminary analysis from different appraisers that I work with, just to give us an idea of what the market is suggesting for a parcel, what it's selling for, essentially.
Mm. So you combine the two, and that's where you come up with your reason for
appeal.
Usually,
the county doesn't really budge on, they don't tend to budge on the value of a vacant adjacent attached lot.
Okay.
It's kind of pretty much set, and they're usually only lowering the improvement part of it.
Let's talk about how much you do end up getting paid, because people, in full transparency, want to know that, as right they should. And as far as I understand, you from the first, well, you explain. What do you make out of this?
Sure. For single family home residential properties, my fee is 50% of the first year's taxes.
50.
That's 50, correct. So if I save you $10,000 for 2025, you owe me $5,000. However, that $10,000 estimated tax dollar savings, not assessment savings, is also applied for the remaining years of your triennial and should remain in place until you're reassessed.
So very likely you've saved them $30,000 and they've only paid you five. Because other places have a lower percentage in that first year, but that's for every year, Karen. So it may seem like a lot for the first year, but keep in mind, if you're in Cook County and that's where you do your work, the next 2 years, then essentially they're not paying you for the savings they essentially got in year one. Okay, Karen, I got to go.
Be very careful with these fee agreements and make sure that they are very specific on how they're handled that and you're not being ripped off.
Gertner and Gertner LTD.com. That's G-E-R-T-N-E-R. You can also just Google Karen with a C. Gertner. Call 312-782-9222. 312-782-9222. Anyone in Cook County for reductions or even just to get on the mailing list because you'll let people know the assessment's coming. Even if you don't, this isn't an issue for you this year, just call, get on the mailing list, the email list. That doesn't cost anything for you, Karen. I know you mentioned that on Saturday. I got to scoot. We'll talk soon, okay?
John, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And everyone, do something.
That's Karen Gertner.